Okay, today is Daf Yud Ches, Daf 18 of Masechtas Pesachim. Daf Yud Ches. Where are we up to exactly?
3 lines from the bottom.
Okay, a few lines from the bottom. So, and before we can understand the Gemara today, we have to go back. Everyone, go back to Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. I think this will help very much if we go back to Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going to try. Three lines of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. We have to learn. Ready? The word was Detanya beforehand. Detanya. Suffek Mashkin. If there's a Suffek, if Mashkin got Tame. Remember we said, Rashi said, the guy took his shoes off, and he's walking barefoot, and he's Tame, and there's a Suffek if he touched the Mashkin or not. So what did the Braisa say? Litame. Tame. To make itself Tame. The liquid itself becomes Tameh, yes. L'tameh acherim, but to make other things Tameh, that's Tahar. That's Tahar, Devir Reb Meir. That's what Reb Meir says. V'chein hayu Rabbi Elazar, Omer Kedvarav. And Rabbi Elazar said the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Lakal Tameh. Everything's Tameh. Yesterday, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda took that back. He was chozer on that. Now, what was he chozer on? Right? Because, I'll tell you why. Well, now, one more line. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, no, it depends. Lo ochlin, temein. If there's a suffix, if the mashka touched the cookies, then the cookies are tummy. Le kelim, tahorin. But if there's a suffix, if the mashka touched kelim, then the tahar, the kelim. Okay? So we had Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yosef and Reb Shimon said the same thing. And then the Gemara said Reb Yehuda took it back. He was chozer. Right? That's what we said yesterday. Now we can go back to today's daf. But we have to go back a few lines, because now the question is, we have to go back to where it says Iboyelahu. 6 lines from the bottom. Iboyelahu. So when it says that Reb Meir was, when Yehuda was chozer, Iboyelahu, Mikalim hu dehadar bay? Did he take it back about Kalim? Right? And Mashke can't be metame Kalim? Or if it can, only the Rabbanon? Or Ochlin, Ochlin, Avil Ba'ochlin, Krib Yosef, Reb Shimon, Sfirulei. But when it comes to Ochlin, he holds the Krib Yosef and Reb Shimon. That what? That liquids can be metame ochlin if there's a suffix. We're going to say they're tame. Oh, Dilma, legamri hadarbe. He took it all back. Like who? Kirib Meir. Like Reb Meir, right? Because Reb Meir said, if liquids are suffix tame, they can't be metame anything. Itself, it's tame. But it can't be metame anything else. What did it mean when we said Rabbi Yehuda took it back? What did he mean by that? That he was chozer. So Amar of Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Tashma. There's a Mishnah in Para that says like this. Para, sheshasisa mechatos. If a para drinks mechatos. Mechatos is what you sprinkle on somebody who's tummy. The paraduma concoction. You sprinkle that on somebody. A cow drank that. And while, right after the cow drank that, within a certain amount of time, let's say 24 hours, you shech that cow. Not a part of the regular cow. But the cow drank the... Now, by the way, the mechatos happens to be, whatever you hold about liquids, mechatos is different. Mechatos makes you tummy. Why? Torah said so. So, then the cow drank the mechatos, then basara tummy. Its basar is tummy. Ah, you drank it when it was alive, and now it's dead. Right? No live animals could ever become tummy. Only humans that are alive can become tummy. Animals never can. Only when they're dead. Right? Right? So the cow drank the mechatos when it was alive. Then 20 minutes after that, you shecht it. Tummy. Basar is tummy. Says Rashi on the bottom. Shemekabelas tuma mehen. Yeah, you become tummy if you touch that basar. Demechatos mitamin. Because mechatos is metame afilu adam v'kelim, k'dechsev anogea b'me'amida. Very different kind of liquid. It could even be metame a person. Fine. So it's metame the animal too. The bus is tummy.
What happened to adding tummy to the rest of the world we eat?
What do you mean? Solomon couldn't figure that out, right? Solomon couldn't figure that out. So, if you, again, the animal drank it when it was alive. When it was alive, it couldn't become tummy. But then he shechted it. It's not an avail because he shechted it properly. So normally there's no tumma. No, there's tumma. Why? Because the liquid's still in the body. The liquid's still in the body. There's mechad, it's still in the body. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, no. Butlu b'meyeha. No, the liquid's butle in the stomach. No tumma. There's no tumma. What kind of crazy thing is that, says Rabbi Yehuda? There's no tumma. Now, v'isol k'daitach, mikelim huda hadarbe, then he took it back, and he said, liquids can't be metame kelim, avil ochlin, but when it comes to food, k'biyosi v'rabbi Shimon tzvirulei, he also k'biyosi v'rabbi Shimon, that mashkin can be metame ochlin, ben ha-Torah, and he did hold like that, then, it's a very difficult question. This question is, if Rabbi Yehuda would hold that mashkin can be metame foods, min ha-Torah, and he only took back the kelim part, then if the cow drank the bechatos, why is it batel b'meyeha? At least, am I batel b'meyeha l'gamri? Why is it completely batel? Nehi, it's true. The tumah chamur lo metame. It's true that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the mechatos can impart tumah chamura, whatever that means. Tumah kala miha metame. It should be metame tumas kala. It should make maybe a sheni. Some kind of tumah. Rashi explains, this long Rashi here, what he says is, his mechatos is so unique. It's so unique. How is it unique? No other liquids can be metame people like this midaraisa. It's so unique. So the animal drank it, and then what happened? Then he shechted it. To let it go totally? No tum whatsoever? That's very, very far-fetched. Some tum there has to be. Something. You want to tell me it's not tum chamur? Fine, granted. Tum kala must be something. So what do you see from here? So what you see from here is that Rabbi Yehuda took it back even regarding Ochlin. Because if he didn't take it back regarding Ochlin, he never would have said bottled totally. He never would have said that. Why? Because mechatas is such a powerful tumah, it would still linger. It would still linger. And he didn't say that. He says, no lingering at all. So, the Gemara says, no. My butlu b'meyeha. Now, what does it mean? What does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said it's butlu b'meyeha? What he meant was, nami butlu tumah chamura. What he meant was, it's butlu from tumah chamura. You're right. It's not tumah chamura. Avo tumah kala mitamu. But tumah kala is yes mitami. And therefore, it's not a raya what Rabbi Yehuda was chozer on, because maybe he was not chozer on the food part. He said that the cow that drank the mechatos is batel. It only meant batel from tumah chamura. It's still tumah kala, so we don't have a raya either way. Now, one second. The Tanakhama of this Mishnah here in Para said that basra is tameh. That's what the Tanakhama said. Now, what do you mean by that? Mechal Tanakhama savar tumah chamura nami mitama? That tumah chamura must be, otherwise he's not arguing anything. Tanakhama said tummy. Rabbi Yehuda said bottle. What do you mean by bottle? No, it's still tummy. But he meant a little bit tummy. Then what did the Tanakhama hold? He must have held it's a lot tummy, right? So vahabasra tummy katani. Vahabasra tummy katani. But it said that the basra is tummy, right? What does that mean? It said the basra is tummy. Again, Rashi explains, when he said the words, but the words saying habasra tame katani, it also implies that it's tumakala. Not 100% sure why, but that's what implies that. So they're not arguing with anything. So the Gemara says, no. Yeah, you read this Mishnah wrong. Kula Rabbi Yehuda hi, the whole Mishnah, there's only two people, it's only one person. V'chesur mechzer v'achi katani. Paro shashasa mechatas. We had the Mishnah wrong, and we're gonna fix the Mishnah. The words were all wrong. There's only one person, only Rabbi Yehuda. Here's what he said: if a cow drinks mechatas, and then you shecht it, basra tamei. The basra's tamei. The medivam amurim. When is the basra tamei? Tumakala. Tumakamba. Tumakala. Avol tumachamura. Lo. Tumachamura. No. Why not? Shabbi Huda Omer, butl b'me'el, because it got butled inside the stomach, so it's not really tummy. It's a little bit tummy, not a lot tummy. Rabashi Omer, l'olam, butl b'me'el l'gamri. It could be it's completely butled, there's no tumor whatsoever. Why? Mishum dahavel mashka saruach, because it's mashka saruach, it's foul water. Foul water, whatever that means, animal, it's in the animal's stomach. That's not matame, and therefore there's no kasha. So what do we have, what's the answer about Rabbi Huda? The answer is we don't know. What was the chozer? Was the chozer on Ochlin and Kalim, or just Kalim, and we don't know. Animals never have a time when they're alive.
Correct.
Only humans.
So that proves nothing.
What? No, but then you shechted it. So it has to be within 24 hours. So it's still in the body. That's what Rashi said. It has to be within 24 hours. So it's still in the body. The liquids. So now it's dead. Now the liquids are touching basar. So is it tummy? So the answer is, Rabbi Huda says, it's only one person. Rabbi Huda says, yes, it's tummy, but it's only tumakala. Whatever that means. But it's not a raya, what he took back about Thomas, Oakland, Mashkin, and Oakland, and Kalem. Now, the next shita in that mission that we started off with, that brisa that we started off with, was Rabbi Yossi for Rabbi Shimon Omrim. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say that La Ochlin Tameyin. If you have a suffix, if the mashkin touched Ochlin, we say the Ochlin are Tamei. La Kalim Tahorin. If there's a suffix, if the mashkin touched Kalim, the Kalim are Tahor. Right? This isn't, right? This is Tuma. I was Tamei. I took my shoes and socks off. I'm walking with my toes. There's a suffix if I touch the Kalim. The Kalim are Tahor. There's a suffix if I touch the mashka, the mashkin are Tamei. That's what the two of them held. Right? Rabbi Meir held no Tumah at all. Rabbi Yehuda said Tumah, we're not sure what he held. And Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon said no Tumah at all. Tumah on Ochlin, not on Kalim. Right? Amar Rabbi Bar Barachana, Amar Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yossi, Kishitas, Rabbi Akiva, Amra. Rabbi Yossi held like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Now, we're going to learn on Amar Beis that he did not hold like Rabbi Akiva, not at all. He held one idea from Rabbi Akiva. Why? This is very hard now. So, the Darish, Rabbi Akiva made the following drasha. Yitma, yitame. What does that mean? So, there are two psukim that I mentioned on this daf. There are two psukim that I mentioned. They're both in Perek Yud Aleph of Vayikra, which I would imagine is Parsha Shmini, and they're both, the two psukim follow each other one after the other. And what do they say? They say like this. V'chol kli cheres. Any kli cheres, asher yipol mehem, that something tame will fall into them, el tocho, into the kli cheres, and it doesn't even have to touch the walls of the kli cheres, as long as it's in the airspace of the kli cheres, anything that falls in there, kol asher besocho, anything in there, yitma. What does yitma mean? Yitma means becomes tame, but it also means it has the power to make more tuma. Yitma. It will make more things tame. Right? V'oso tishboru. That kli have to break because he can't be kasher. He can't kasher kli cheres. The next pasuk says, mikol ha'ochel asher yeyachel. This is only true by foods. From any foods, mikol ha'ochel asher yeyachel, asher yavo alav mayim, where water will touch it, yitma will become tamei, right? V'chol mashke, now it sounds like the pasuk is repeating itself, v'chol mashke, in any liquid, asher yishte, v'chol kli, that you drink from any kli, yitma, will become tamei. Okay? So, says Rabbi Akiva, ditnan, there's a Mishnah in Sota that says, Bo Bayom, on that day, what day? Bo Bayom, on that day. On the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi and allowed people into the yeshiva, on that day, Darsh Rabbi Akiva Darshan. It says in the Torah, V'chol Kli Cheres, Asher Yipol Mehem, right? And the kicker is the part of the pasuk that's not in the Gemara. And the next part, and the pasuk continues, Mik El Tocho, Kol Asher Visocho, Yitma. Whatever's in there becomes tame. Meaning, Anything that falls into a kli cheres becomes tame, if the kli cheres is tame, right? Now, let's say I have in this kli cheres, I have an apple, and a sheretz falls into the kli cheres, but it's a dead sheretz, and I'm dangling it into the kli cheres, and then I go, what am I doing? And I take the kli cheres, I take the sheretz out. So when I put the sheretz is an avatuma. When I put it into the airspace of the kli cheres, I made the kli cheres a rishon, and then the apple becomes a sheni, right? The apple becomes a sheni. Why doesn't the apple become a rishon also? Rashi's going to ask that question in about a minute. So you hear what's going on? I have a kli cheres. Sheretz, put a sheretz as an avatoma. The sheretz goes into the kli cheres, dangling. The whole kli cheres now becomes tamei. There's also an apple of the kli cheres. The apple becomes a sheni, because the kli cheres becomes a rishon, and the apple becomes a sheni. That's what the pasuk says, really. It's like pasuk tzad in the pasuk. However, titnan, bo daya, kol kli cheres asher yipol mehem, ein omer tamei, it doesn't say the apple's tamei, doesn't say that. Ella yitma. It says yitma. Yitamei acherim. It could be metamei other things. Says Rabbi Akiva, li meid al hakikar sheni, so the cookie, the apple, is a sheni, she'os a shlishi b'chulin. It makes a shlishi even by chulin. Rabbi Akiva holds that shenis, it could be such a thing as a shlishi, even by chulin. How did he get that? It's a preferish of pasuk. Because Rashi explains, the pasuk's not talking about kachim. The pasuk's talking about any old kli cheres. Anytime it happens. Preferish of pasuk, right? A beferish pasuk that a sheni makes a shlishi by chulin, right? Rashi says, look at the Rashi. It's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Limid al kikar sheni, the hakra mishtoi ba'ochlin. By the way, we're talking about food. We're talking about food. Not that there was another key. There was a knife in the kli cheres. There was a fork in the kli cheres. No, there was only food in the kli cheres. How do I know that? Dechziv basrei, because the second pasuk it says mikol ochel shayirachel. It only applies to food. This halacha only applies to food. Vahu hayabesocha kli yitma. Anything in the kli, as long as it's food, will be metame other things. So again, the sheretz is a rishon. It falls into the sheretz is an avatuma. It falls into the kli cheres, makes the kli cheres a rishon. Then the rishon is an apple in here, a cookie in here, and makes that a sheni. But it says yitma. It can make more tumah still. Says Rabbi Akiva, shlishi is in the Torah. On non-kachin, non-truma, regular chulin. Right? Alma, says Rashi, continuing, kikar sheni osa shlishi af b'chulin. Even by chulin. Dekra stomach ziv. The pasuk's talking about stomach case. Doesn't say talking about truma. Any case. V'holek l'meimar, don't tell me the ochlin shabo mikablin tumah min asheretz. Don't tell me that the ochlin become tamei from the sheretz itself. Don't say that. Why not? Why not say that? I dangle the sheretz into the kli. There's a cookie in here. Why doesn't the cookie get tamei straight from the sheretz?
Because it's only by a kli.
Ah! They'll have an aver kli metamin. That the aver of the kli is metamei. But demoli tumah v'nahavi ochel rishon. Because the tumah now, once I put the sheretz into the airspace, the entire kli becomes tamei. Right? Including the cookie. So why is the cookie a sheni only? Why is it not a rishon? Says Rashi, I'll tell you why. Because the im kain, if that were true, af kelim sheba aviru yitmu, then even kelim would become tamei. If that's true, then why is it only stopping it by food? Then kelim would become tamei. Says Rashi, but kelim are not tamei, it's only food. Because the pasuk says mikol ochel, shayei ochel, only food. So therefore, it first has to be two steps. First, the sheretz is in the airspace. First, the kli becomes tamei. Now, can the kli be metame anything else in the kli? It depends what's in the kli. If it's kelim, no. No, there's a knife and fork in there, no. They don't become tamei. If there's a food, then yes, it does. And then Rabbi Akiva takes it one step further, and there's a shlishi too. Because yitma. Okay, everyone got all that? Okay. Now, says the Gemara, so Rabbi Yossi learned from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, what did he learn from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva? That we're trying to show over here, how Rabbi Yossi knows that kelim, that mashke is only suffik, is only matame. What does he hold? Ochlin, but not kelim. How do you know that? Well, I'm from Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbi Akiva held that from this, what we just learned, that shlishis exist by chulin. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like that. Nobody holds like that. Just Rabbi Akiva holds that. So what actually did he get from his Rebbe? The idea that the word yitma means to be matame other things. That's the only thing he got from his Rebbe. So when it says yitma, it means to be matame other things. Now, v'hechi darsh, so what's the drasha? So how does this help Rabbi Yossi? I'll tell you how. It says, v'chol mashkin asher yishaseh, b'chol kli yitma. Same word, yitma. Yitma, l'tame t'mas ochlin. Yitma means to be matame other things. Says Rabbi Yossi, only food though. Ata omer l'tame t'mas ochlin. He said, why only food? O enu el l'tame t'mas mashkin. Maybe it's matame t'mas mashkin also. Mashkin. Right, maybe it means it's matame other mashkin. That the mashke is matame other mashke. Amarta lo kachoya, impossible. My lo kachoya, what do you mean impossible? Because Amar Rav Papa, lo matzino tumah she'osa kiyotze bo. You never have a case where something can be matame something like it. No such thing. Food can't be matame other food, generally. Liquids can't be matame other liquids. So, the liquids now that are tame can be matame something else. What could it be matame? Not liquids. You never have that. So what's left? Food. What about kelim? The Gemara's answer that in a minute. Right?
How does he get around the drasha that the food inside the klitera should be tame?
How does who get around it? Rabbi Yossi? He doesn't get around it. He agrees with it.
I thought he didn't agree with anything.
No, he didn't agree about the shlishi part. That's the end of today's daf going into tomorrow. I'm not really going to get to it today. The Gemara asks, so what exactly is he disputing with Rabbi Akiva? It's the end of the daf today. So Ravina Amar, Ravina says, Migufa dekor nami lo matzes amarta. Lugufa nami lo matzes amarta. From the pasuk itself, you're going to see it. Amarta yitma, it says yitma, l'tame tumas mashkin, which means to be metame tumas mashkin. Tisol kadaitach yitma de seifa l'tame tumas mashkin, yitma deresh nami l'tame tumas mashkin. The pasuk says like this, I'll read it again. Mikol ochel asher yeochel, asher yavu olav mayim, any food that gets wet, yitma. Come tame. Then it says, v'chol mashke, asher yishteh, v'chol kli, yitma. Any mashke you drink becomes tame too. Why'd say it twice? Why'd say it twice? The pasuk says the same thing twice. Says the Gemara, why are you saying it twice? Na'ar vinhu, make it, combine it. Combine the pasuk. You can make the pasuk shorter. V'nichta vinhu, Mikala ochel asher yeochel asher yavol of mayim v'chol mashke asher yishteh v'chol kli tame. Shrei yitma lamali. Why'd say yitma twice? I'll tell you why it says it twice. Ella yitma dereisha l'tame tumas mashkin. Dereisha means that there's such a thing as tumas mashkin. And yitma deseifa l'tame tumas ochlin. Deseifa means that if the liquids are tame, they can be tame foods. Okay? So what have we gotten out of this? So bottom line is, Rabbi Yossi holds, and Rabbi Shimon too, that liquids that are a suffik, if they're tame, are matame foods mi suffik, but not kelim. Not kelim, right? Okay. Deim el tame is a kelim. Why? Why not? Maybe it's matame kelim. Why not? And so we started off to that, right? We started off. The guy takes off his shoe socks, and he walks around, and there's a suffik if you touch the water. The water is tame mi suffik. Suffik if you touch the kelim are tahar. Why? Because yitma means to be matame other things. So why doesn't it mean? So it's matame food. Why not liquid? Why not kelim? Right? That's what he got from his Rebbe Akiva, that the word yitma means to be matame other things. Good. So what's the matame? Only food. Why only food? What about kelim? The aim of matame is a kelim. The answer is no. There's a kal v'chomer. V'lav kal v'chomer hu. It's a kal v'chomer. That what? That the word yitma does not mean to be matame kelim. It's a kal v'chomer. This is not an easy kal v'chomer. Ready for the kal v'chomer? Uma kli. You have a kli. Shematame mashke. A kli can be matame mashke. ein metame kli, but a kli cannot be metame another kli. Why not? Because nothing of a like kind can be metame itself. So a kli can't make another kli tame, but a kli can make mashkin tame. So mashkin haboy machmas kli. So mashkin that become tame because it touched the kli. Ain't no din shalei tame sakelim. It can't be metame other kelim. That's a very circular, very difficult kavachomer. Just accept it, because that's what it is. So therefore, liquids, misafik, can only be metame ochlin, not kelim. Ve'ema kilometamu, right? Well, when can't liquids be metame kelim? That's mashkin abo machmas kli. Yeah, if it got tame from a kli, it can't turn around and be metame a kli. Avol mashkin habayin machmas sheretz, what if a mashkin touched the sheretz? That also can't be metame a kli. Also not. Right? Hachinami de metamo? Hachinami de metamo? Maybe you can. So the Gemara says, Mashkin haboin machmas sheretz miksivi? There's no pasuk in the Torah, right? That mashkin got tame from a sheretz. There's no such pasuk. Only mashkin that got tame from a kli. Now it could be true that mashkin that got tame from a sheretz can be metame a kli. There's no reason why it can't. But since there's no pasuk for it, we're not saying that. Right? The water's tame, but it's only tame because it touches the walls of the kli.
No, if the sheretz falls, it doesn't touch the walls
or
the water.
Is it a kli
cheres
or not?
No.
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe they're abundant, maybe. But we're saying, no, a sheretz can be metame a kli. A sheretz can be metame water. Yeah. But there's no pasuk in the Torah that says that. There's no pasuk that says that. So therefore, the kal v'chomer is going to apply in all situations. Even though logically it doesn't make sense, that's what's going to apply. Yes. The sheretz is metame the airspace. That makes the kli tame, and then it can be metame the liquids. Marcel has a different question. Let's say it's a metal kli. Metal kli. And there's water in there. Sheretz falls in and splashes into the water. Is it metame the water? Of course it is. Of course it is. But the point is, there's no pasuk that says that mashkin metame a kli. Therefore, the kal v'chomer stays. And the Gemara says, but v'lav kal v'chomer ka'asi, isn't there a kal v'chomer, right, that mashkin should be metame a kli? Isn't there a kal v'chomer? What's the kal v'chomer? Ma mashkin habor machmas kli. Metamin. Mashkin that become tame from a kli. Become tame. Mashkin abar machmas sheretz lo koshkin. So mashkin that come from a sheretz should for sure make a kli tame. For sure. And the answer is, dayo lavo menadin lios kinidon. We have a rule called dayo. Dayo means that when you want to make a kal v'chomer, you can't be more machmir than the kal v'chomer. I'll give you an example. Let's say the principal says like this. Any boy that misbehaves by English is going to be suspended for one day. Now, make a kal v'chomer. If you misbehave by Hebrew, you're for sure going to be suspended for, Hebrew's more important, right? It's Torah. You're for sure be suspended for one day. How about 2 days? For sure you should be suspended for 2 days. No, it's Torah. No, dayo. The kal v'chomer that I created can't be more machmir than the source. So I was told, if I misbehave by English, I'm being suspended for 1 day. The kal v'chomer would tell me, if I misbehave by Hebrew, I'm also being suspended for 1 day. What about more than 1 day? No, dayo. You hear? That's what dayo is. So what's dayo over here? Liquids, we said, can become tame. Liquids can become tame if they touch mashkin. Can liquids be metame mashkin? No. Why not? It's kal v'chomer. Sheretz can be metame. That's already dayo. You want to be more machmir? We have no sheretz is different than kalim. But in other words, if kalim touched the mashke and made a tame, the mashke can't go ahead and turn around and make the kali tame. But what if the mashke got tame from a sheretz? Then it should be able to turn around and make the kali tame. That's true in theory. Dayo. It's true in theory that the boy should be punished more if he misbehaves by Hebrew. But dayo. We don't make a kal v'chomer like that. We leave it from the source. So therefore, the source is that kalim and mashke. So the rule is mashke can't be metame kalim, never. Marcel, have you ever met the Rabbanon? They've made a lot of things that are more machmir than the Torah says, no? A million things. Exactly, everything. The Rabbanon never made a kula. It's always like that, right? Why are the Rabbanon doing that? Why are the Rabbanon doing that? Because they don't want you to violate a daraisa. It's a get together. Stay away from this, so you shouldn't do something even worse. Right? Do bedikas chametz, so you shouldn't even come to eat it. You shouldn't come to find it, right? Everything's like that. Right? Don't do this with a woman because you might have to do something 1,000 times worse. It's always like that. All the Gedar. Don't do this on Shabbos because you may come to do something even worse. It's always like that. Same thing over here. The Rabbanah made Xeris on liquids for the Daraisa issues. Fine. Now, Yitma Dereisha Hechi Darish. Now again, remember we said the word Yitma appeared twice in that Pasuk, in Shmini. The Reisha, from the Reisha we learned that Mikol ha'ochel asher yachel ashyav olav amayim yitma. Yitma, l'tamei yitz hamashkin. Now we're saying that maybe it means metame liquids. Ata om l'tamei yitz hamashka. Oya l'tamei yitz hakli. Maybe it means the kli. Same thing. Amarta, kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. Uma mashke shemetame ochel. Mashke can be metame food. Ein metame kli. It can't be metame a kli. So ochel. Shemetame ochel. Ochel that can't be metame other ochel. Ein odin shelo yitame kli. Can't be metame, isn't it true that it can't be metame a kli? Hamani mekayim yitma. What does it mean, yitma? Metame yitz hamashkin, shehem alulin lekabel tuma. It can be metame mashkin, because mashkin are very easy to become tame. My iria mashkin, mishum da alulin lekabel tuma. Why are you giving that answer? Tepikle, mishum da leka midi achwini. There's nothing left. There's nothing left for the liquid to be metame. It's only metame liquids. Hachi kamar, fechi tema, ochel chamor, hametame. Dimitame mashkin, chitema ochel chamor. Dimitame mashkin, nitame likli. That ochel amor machmir. Because what does this mean? Ochel chamor, ochel amor machmir. Dimitame mashkin. That the sense of mitame mashkin, nitmaya likli. Right. Hahu chumra demashkin hu mishum demashkin alulin lekabel tuma. No, the chumra really is that liquids are able to come tame. Umahi alulin. What's the cooler and what's so easy about liquids? The answer is shemekabel tuma shlo behechsher. The mekabel tuma without any preparation. They don't have to get wet. They are wet, and therefore they're different. Okay. Then it said. Now we're going to get back to that issue about. That things can't be metame like things. So it says yitma, deinos and kiyotibo. Right? We said yitma, you can't be metame something like it. So liquids can't be metame liquids, solids, not solids. Mehacha nafka, that we learned it out from? Mehasam nafka. We'll learn it out from somewhere else. It says v'chiyutan mayim al zera, if water falls on a seed, v'nafal min nevlasam alav, and then the nevela falls on it, tamehu, it's tame. Hu tame, deinos and tumo kiyotibo. Yeah, the seed's tame, and it can't make another seed tame. So you see that you can't have like things make like things tame. So the Gemara says, it's true, we're going to twice. Chad mashkin haba machma sheretz. One is a mashkin that got tame from a sheretz. Chad mashkin haba machma kli. And one is a mashka that got tame from a kli. V'tzmichi. And we need both of them. De'i ashmina b'mashkin haba machma kli. If it only would have had a mashkin that got tummy from a kli, mishum delo chamiri, because it's not so machmir. Why not? Because those liquids are a sheni. They have to be a sheni. Because a kli can't be an avatoma. A kli has to be a rishon. Right? It can't be an avatoma. How did a kli get tummy? One of two ways. Either a person that's tummy touched it. Worst case scenario is, it's a guy who touched the mace, touched the kli. So the kli's a rishon, or a sheretz touched it, and even if a dead body touched it, right? It's still tuma chamura. Avo mashkin abo machma sheretz te chamiri. But if liquids touch a sheretz, the liquids are more tame. Why are they more tame? Because they're a rishon. So mashkin. So there's two kinds of liquids that can become tame. Ema osa tumah ki yotzebo. So I might say, in that case, maybe liquids could be on time with other liquids. After all, it's so machmer. They're already a rishon. So the answer is no. That's why it says it twice. Do I the Torah have to say it twice? If liquids can become tummy from a sheretz, then they can for sure become tummy from a kli. Sheretz is worse tumma, makes a kli, makes liquids tummy, so for sure a kli makes liquids tummy, for sure. And the Gemara says, you're right. Milsa de issi bekal v'chomer, Torah v'kasev lokra. Something you have a kabbalah, you can make a kabbalah out of that. The Torah wrote it anyway. It's okay. Sometimes that happens.
A sheretz makes. What's this called?
No. If a sheretz makes liquids tame.
Correct.
So for sure, and the liquids are going to be a rishon. Because a sheretz is an avatoma.
Right.
So for sure, if a keli that's tame touches liquids, it'll make the liquids tame. For sure. Because it's only a sheni. That's right. So if an avatoma can make liquids tame, then for sure a lesser thing can make liquids tame. That's what just read.
But that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
A sheretz is the most common thing. So if it makes something else come, how do you get a proof that something that's less common makes something
come? Yeah, it's the best I can tell you.
It should be reversed. If a clee could make something come, then something more common, then of course makes it come.
Okay. Now, we said in Amar Aleph that Rabbi Yossi relied on his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, right? For this idea about Yitma. So Gemara says, Amar Ravina L'Ravashi, 1 second. V'amar Rava, lo Rabbi Yossi savolak Rabbi Akiva, v'lo Rabbi Akiva savolak Rabbi Yossi. They don't hold like each other at all. They don't hold like each other at all. The Gemara says, you're right. Amalei, yeah. It didn't mean he held like him. Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Ragro. He was just using the idea of Rabbi Akiva that the word yitma means to metame further things. However, v'leilo surely. But he didn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. He didn't agree with Rabbi Akiva that a shlishi is that a shlishi exists by chulin. He didn't agree with that. Yeah, I said it wrong. Okay, very good. Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Makes more sense, yeah. So now we're saying that Rabbi Yossi didn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva didn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Just Rabbi Yossi took the idea from Rabbi Akiva. Ooh, that's a good idea. The word yitma means to tell me other things. I'll use that for mashkin. To say there's a shlishi by chulin? Of course not. No way. Now, Amalei Ravashi Rav Kahana, Bishlama Rabbi Yossi lo savolak Rabbi Akiva. I get it that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. That I get. Titania. That what? That a shlishi can exist by chulin? No such thing. That's what Rabbi Akiva said in Amar Aleph, right? And you ask me, well, how can anyone hold that like that? It's a fairish pasuk. Here we go. Titania. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Menayin l'revi b'kodesh shu pasul. How do you know that there's such a thing as a revi by kodshim, and that's where the buck stops? How do you know that? V'dinhu, it's a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma mechus kipurim. If a guy is tamei and all he is lacking karbanos, right? Mutter b'truma, he's allowed to eat truma. How do you know he's allowed to eat truma? It's the first mission in Shas, right? A Kohen that's tummy goes to the mikvah. He can eat truma that night. He has to wait till Seitz HaKochavim, right? He still has to bring karbanos. So someone who's a mechusa kippurim is allowed to eat truma. Nevertheless, pasul bakodesh, nevertheless, right? There's such a thing as kachim, still can get worse. So shlishi, or shlishi, shepasul b'truma, a shlishi, which is the last stage of tuma by a truma, eno din shi'as revi b'kodesh, can it make a revi? Meaning that there's no such thing as a shlishi by chulin, only by kachem, only by truma. So he argued, we're in the middle of a story, middle of a sentence really. V'lamadnu shlishi b'kodesh min ha-Torah, revi v'kal v'chomer. We're going to stop right here. Right? And the shlishi, we're going to learn where the shlishi comes from, where revi comes from. But says the Gemara, there's no place where Rabbi Yossi could agree with Rabbi Akiva that there could be a shlishi b'chol, no such thing. No such thing.
So how do you explain the morning
tomorrow? We'll get to that tomorrow.
I didn't get the jump from
so, we'll get to that tomorrow. We're going to flesh it out tomorrow. And we'll get to that tomorrow. And we'll do it all tomorrow. And the whole thing with the pasuk tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.